This is the first time we're going to send humans to the moon, and we're going to have humans in low Earth orbit. That is awesome.
I was talking to someone very close to Elon Musk, and this is in the first Trump administration, and they said, no, they're really going to launch the Mars mission from the dark side of the moon, so it can't be looked at by a lot of our enemies, but also it's a better launch point, and also it's protecting the craft facilities from solar radiation. And they've already got 3D printers up there. They've already got a base up there for the secret space program. And that when Trump wins re-election, they're going to announce it and do it. You notice Musk suddenly said, now we're not launching from the Earth. We're launching from the dark side of the moon a month ago.
Exactly. Well, that's 6-7 years ahead. That's the kind of intel. This is part of the problem, which is we're getting the intel much, much later. And there's this gap in time. So we talk about things like the release of the UFO file. This is scheduled.
8 brilliant minds, each one inching closer to unlocking zero-point energy, plasma fusion that could render fossil fuels obsolete, or the anti-gravity secrets allegedly reverse-engineered from crashed non-human craft, have met mysterious ends or vanished without a trace. Their deaths and disappearances clustering in recent months amid rising whispers of massive revelations.
I've been 100% serious. I've been briefed by just about every alphabet agency there is. And I'll just tell you this, if they would release the things that I've seen, you would stay up, you'd be up at night worrying about or thinking about this stuff. This country would have come unglued, I think, if they would have heard all that I heard. They would demand answers. And we need to. But, you know, it's never going to get, and unfortunately, it just keeps getting covered up and covered up. And the people that know are dying or disappearing, as the case may be.
Wow.
And for the record, I'm not suicidal and I don't take risks.
This is why Congress is working hard for whistleblower protections, because we want people to feel safe to come out and have a conversation. And right now they don't feel overly safe. They've seen some of the tactics and techniques that were applied to try to keep people quiet in the past. Let me say this in general terms. People say, oh, well, the government would never kill anybody to protect a secret. Try going to Area 51 and look at the signs on that chain link fence where it says lethal force authorized. You cross that fence and they can kill you dead. Okay? So the government can, under certain extreme cases, under certain extreme situations and conditions, they can do whatever they need to do to protect national
security. In a spacecraft, just a small one. Okay, I ask you a question, and he said, okay. And I said, how do you get from here to Alpha Centauri? We can't do that. The only thing that we think about is I have to go really fast for a long time. Can you use what information I have in my head and try to explain it to me? And he said, well, do you know what a Rubik's Cube is? And I said, oh yeah, my son can do them in 2 minutes. He says, okay, so imagine a Rubik's Cube, but not necessarily just the 6 sides. Just imagine the concept of a Rubik's Cube. And I said, okay. Now imagine on each one of the tiles on the Rubik's Cube has a chart of the elements. And he says, so what you do to get to Alpha Centauri is you just twist the cube. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I told you wouldn't understand. And he said, when the periodic table occurs in a different place, you're at that place. And that's just a very crude explanation. But you have to stop thinking about go that way for a long time, very fast.
Describe the very first time you were teleported.
It was scary in a way. I mean, you don't really know, okay, is this evil? Is this good? What is this? What do I do with this? How do I deal with it? I was on the phone. Oh my God, what's happening? And I was landed. And landed about 40 miles away in a ditch.
All right, see the full report. It's a long report, 10 minutes. That's rare for Bound. Experts on free energy and exotic tech, dead or missing. It's very important. See it at Real Auctions on X.
coming up in just the next month or so. It looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition, that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts, this is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
About to break some really huge news here as we start the second hour of the broadcast, and then I'm going to segue into incredible UFO alien disclosure developments and a bunch of other domestic operations. And as much as I'm upset about Trump and the betrayals and him going sideways, and I've told myself this, I've told Harrison this, because I'm just as much focusing on Israel and Trump as he is, we've got to also cover the Democrats and all the horrible stuff they're up to and remember how bad they are. That doesn't mean we should even support Trump. He's a lame duck. He's not running again. But we cannot persecute or blame most Republicans. Most of the Congress is telling Trump, stop this, and publicly saying, don't put troops on the ground. 80+% 85% of Americans, like 75% of Republicans are telling Trump, no boots on the ground. I mean, what we're saying is popular and sane, and there's no declaration of war. And then I just hate Trump wrecking the midterms. The recovery was starting to work. The numbers were coming in. It was starting to happen. We were getting traction. And now that's out the window. I mean, this is bad. And you got one camp of people just say, don't even try to get anything good out of Trump. You know, just give up or you're a Trump brown noser. You know, you're an idiot. We need to, if the Democrats were in and try to do bad stuff, I'd be lobbying and speaking out and saying protest and call Congress and, you know, get the ideas out. That's just crazy. But that's a big talking point. If you point out anything going on good or who's good, the administration, or good things happening, don't you do that. It's all bad. Then you have the neocons, and if you don't just support total endless war and U.S. troops dying, and, you know, they signed up for this and they're excited to go die. By the way, Germany has now announced men of military age not allowed to leave the country without special dispensation. What, the 20-something countries, 13, 14 of them have reinstated the draft, including women? First time ever. Oh, yeah, it's a fair world. Women, you get to go die. Heck, Seth and Trump and them are coming out right now. I'm going to go to some of this, and then I'm going to give you the horrible news. I've now read the Iranian plan. I was reading corporate synopses. I've actually read it. They basically, I'm surprised, offered to surrender, basically, and Trump said, no, I'm blowing you all up tomorrow. So now I'm really pissed at Trump, because he was listening to people and saying he wanted an off-ramp, but now he swung back over to the other side. This is just total bonker town. Let's go to Trump live with Heg Seth on a briefing to talk up saving the pilot. And a whole bunch of, you know, stuff got shot down. People got killed, but this is a stunt. Oh, look how daring. Look how great our military is, making it about them. Support the war, and you don't support our troops if you don't. You don't support how great our military is. Nobody said they're not the best. And the majority of them I know are really upset about what's happening. So again, it's this game. Oh, look how great our military is. Look how daring they are. Look how amazing they are. Only we can do this. So support. It's like having a beautiful sword. So support someone just bashing it into marble and breaking the sword. Like, look how beautiful this vintage Corvette is. So support me driving it over a cliff or you don't love this Corvette. Look how cute this baby is. I'm going to put it in a wood chipper. You don't support this baby if you don't let me feed it into it. I'm trying to stop Trump destroying the country and potentially the world and all of us with him. That's what this is about. I am horrified by this. This is the facts, but I'm not going to lie to you. Here's Trump. This is live.
It's a great honor to be with you, and happy Easter. We had a great Easter. This is one of our better Easters, I think,
Kane,
in a lot of
got
different
Texas,
ways.
You got Trump. Militarily. You got Ratcliffe, CIA, fluttering around.
So, good afternoon. We have quite a bit to discuss. We'll go into pretty good detail. And we have the people
that are
most
involved. Well, even Ratcliffe wouldn't say they had intelligence that they were going to attack. It came from Kushner.
We're here today to celebrate the success of one of the largest, most complex, most harrowing combat searches. I guess you would call it a search and rescue mission ever attempted by the military. Generally, when planes are knocked down in war, especially when you're fighting a strong group, an evil group, you can't really do this because...
I thought they're defeated. I thought they don't even have a BB gun.
200 men to pick up one, and it's something that's usually not attempted as much as you want to attempt, and bad things happen to that one or two. And in this case, we did two, and might not have been attempted before, but we did, and we got...
So they're using
great talent, but we got a little luck too, I would say.
The fighter pilots.
And
this guy was the weapons controller. The weapons officer. They're like, are you for the weapons officer and our heroes that saved him? Okay, well, then you're for the whole war, right? Total bait and switch, shell game, gaslighting 101, horse crap.
An American F-15.
We want to hear about what the war is about, when it's going to end. Are you for the straight or not? You don't want the straight. You better effing give me the straight. Allah Akbar. Which Trump do I believe?
Well, at a level that nobody's ever seen before.
The good news is that idiot Mark Levin, who admits he knows nothing about the military, he said it. I don't know anything about the military, but our experts are incredible, and we need to have a permanent base in Israel to keep launching attacks. We need to kind of end this now. Yeah. Good. Yes. Yes. Good. Good, Dumbo.
Was asked to make a decision. I ordered the U.S. Armed Forces to do whatever was necessary to bring our brave warriors back home. A risky decision because we could have ended up with
that's true. It's all risky, yeah. We're not at a craps table here, Trump.
Hard decision to make. But in the United States military, we leave no American behind. We don't do it.
See, in the past, I could just defend Trump all day because I agree with everything he was doing. This is how it works. If I don't agree with it, I'm going to tell you. If you don't like it, fine.
At very low altitude, being shot by bullets.
When the Democrats win and you're eating dog food, remember.
Bring rifles into play when you're going that low, but there are also certain advantages. And in broad daylight over Iran for 7 hours at times facing very, very heavy enemy fire. We have a helicopter that's got a lot of bullets in it. It's amazing. We just realized how good those weapons are.
By the way, they're definitely covering up casualties. We don't know how many, but that's confirmed.
Nobody has the equipment that we have. Nobody has the military that we have. Not even close.
Okay, great. You're abusing it.
Military anywhere in the world by far.
Yeah, that's true.
The flight crews and warfighters aboard those aircraft took extraordinary risks to rescue their fellow service
members. We already know that.
This first wave of search and rescue forces successfully located the pilot of the F-15, and he was extracted from enemy territory by an HH-60 Jolly Green 2 helicopter. Fabulous machine.
Remember, I called it from a distant silhouette. I said a Jolly Green giant. I nailed it. Nobody did. That's studying, buddy. Betty. First video came out as a Jolly Green giant.
What happened?
Remember, pull it up. I nailed it last week.
Injured. Meanwhile, the second crew member, a weapons system officer, highly respected colonel, had landed a significant distance away from the pilot when you're going at those speeds. Even if you go out 2 or 3 seconds later, it's miles. It's miles and miles away because you're going fast.
You think Trump can identify a Jolly Green Giant when it's a speck on a screen?
Stranded in an area teeming with terrorists from the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Rough Group, as well as besieged militia and local authorities.
Yeah, it's a giant beehive of crazies.
On top of everything else.
Which you want us to ground invade.
Told the communities actually within inside of Iran, the people of Iran, they were
like given the Russians invaded Texas in 1950.
Incentive to find this pilot.
Not a good idea.
Despite the peril, the officer followed his training and climbed into the treacherous mountain terrain and started climbing toward a higher altitude, something they were trained to do in order to evade capture. They want to always go as far away from the site of the shoot down. You want to go as far away
because
they
will head right to that site.
You
want to
be as far away as you can.
Can you tell us about
and he was injured.
Sears training next?
Amazing, amazing thing. He scaled cliff faces, bleeding rather profusely, treated his own wounds, and contacted American forces to transmit his location. They have a very sophisticated beeper-type apparatus.
A sat beacon.
That is on them at all times. And when they go out on these missions, they make sure they have lots of battery space and they're in good shape.
Yeah, I think so.
And this one worked really well.
Low-flying missions over Iran, totally insane. No one should have authorized that.
We immediately mobilized a massive operation to retrieve
him. You know they pulled the planes back now to our level.
Mountain holdout. And he kept going higher and higher. The mountain kept getting rougher and rougher and really very, very hard to find. The second rescue mission involved 155 aircraft, including 4 bombers, 64 fighters, 48 refueling tankers.
What did I say if they take Kerg Island or any of that? It's a trap to get us fully into it when they're pinned down, surrounded by all those hills and mountains and other islands. How many rescue aircraft did it take for that?
Because they had a vast military force out there, thousands of people.
If you're going to take those islands, you got to take the hills on the beach.
We wanted them to look in different areas, so we were.
Then you got to secure that.
We had it all over like we were right on top of them. We had 7 different locations where they thought, and they were very confused. They said, well, wait a minute, they've got groups here, they've got groups there. It's an amazing thing. I was listening to these great people, these great generals, General Raisin Kane, who's amazing.
Remember Trump 2 days before it got shot down saying Iran has, quote, no anti-aircraft equipment? Their radar's 100% annihilated.
Sites where everybody thought he was located. We think we have
the plane's weapon systems officer, a highly respected colonel, according to Trump, ejected from the plane and got seriously wounded.
25 miles down the coast.
So wounded he can't be on TV right now at this press conference.
Breathtaking show of skill and precision.
He still hiked up a 7,000-foot mountain to hide in a crevice.
The real area.
The Zagros Mountains, despite wounds.
The stranded officer destroyed all threats and exited Iranian territory.
They had a whole bunch of Reapers. U.S. MQ-9 Reapers had to bomb soldiers trying to get him.
The officer had evaded capture on the ground in Iran for almost 48 hours.
Then the U.S. had to seize an airport 200 miles inside.
And when you're bleeding.
Reportedly, 2 helicopters got blown up. They're suppressing that.
When we left, as you probably know, we had 2 large planes, pretty old planes that carried a lot. We needed a lot more equipment going in than coming out, obviously, because going in, we needed to be able to scale mountains, and we had a lot of equipment.
You got to love Trump. Why don't you let the military experts talk, buddy?
So we thought there may be a problem taking off because of the weight of the plane, and then we also had all the men jumping back onto the planes, and they got pretty well bogged down, and we had a contingency plan, which was unbelievable.
Oh, tell them tell them our rescue plans for next time.
Came in.
That's really smart.
They took them out. We blew up the old planes.
They shouldn't even be doing this.
We blew them up to smithereens because we had equipment on the planes that, frankly, we'd like to take, but I don't think it was worthwhile spending another 4 hours there taking it off. So we didn't want anybody to have the best.
I want to open the phones up and ask airborne rangers. Folks like that. I don't even want to talk bad about the president. Just be honest. Is it good to be giving our mission plans and response plans out on air? Think that's good?
Faster, lighter planes come in, and they were able to land on the sand. We needed the bigger planes because we had so much equipment that we needed. We took 3 helicopters over there, which were very strongly used and couldn't have lived without them. They performed unbelievably well.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'd see it, you wouldn't believe it.
Wreckage of helicopters I saw sure looked real.
And these guys had them, the rotors were off. They rebuilt these helicopters in less than 10 minutes.
Yeah, they're
and that was
them
one
around.
Of the more amazing things. These
when I saw, they blew up helicopters, but the people got off
small,
and survived barely.
Unbelievably powerful,
heavily wounded and got on
but small,
aircraft.
Very small, so it can get into certain areas.
Well, no one can say this wasn't John Wayne stuff by our military. This is nobody else does this stuff. This is completely insane. I'll give it to our military. Incredible.
10 minutes. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
The genius that you put them in that position. People. Who would think that? You'd think it would take 5 days to build them. And in some companies, it would
no,
take
our volunteer
days.
Military is incredible.
Well, but they served us well. As Commander-in-Chief, I never forget the extraordinary risk taken by the warriors that we send into battle and the genius. I mean, think of it, having a contingency of three planes waiting because we think the sand is so bad that we probably won't be able to take off. And the planes really got bogged. The sand was, this was not
and
much
then
of
go find
a
another
this
airport. To then fly them by helicopters, too.
It did the trick. But to
take
have
an
a contingency,
airport, take a mountain,
as opposed to
do
having
this,
to wait
do
two
that.
Days. Can you imagine right in the middle? This was central.
This was saving one guy.
This
you imagine late. Invading the
you
Strait of Hormuz, Trump? 10,000 times worse.
And probably the toughest area of Iran where we'd be sitting there. So these planes came in. Those pilots came in so fast and so quick and got out of there. Everybody got aboard.
And they
and
know
just
they
got,
get us. Trapped on those beaches, I'll be saying save our trips. I mean, I'll be you know, support and response. This is a trap, folks. I won't be able to help myself at that point. I'm not going to say sacrifice troops, Marines. You get Israel's brain works? Oh, Trump, kill the mullah. They'll give up then. No, makes them 10 times worse. Oh, Trump, land troops, invade. Oh, yeah. Oh, you only need 10,000. Fire the head of the army. He's wrong. You see the trap here?
We thank God for every single one of them and the talent. The genius is not even talent. It's genius.
Getting pissed.
The whole ball game, every one of them.
Using our military as pawns. He doesn't
Maduro,
know that.
We went into a military compound, a massive, with thousands and thousands of soldiers, and within a matter of minutes. And he lived behind iron doors. There were steel doors, broke them down so quickly. And within almost minutes, he was in the back of these planes. It was a similar group. Incredible.
And it took everything we had to get this done.
People.
And now you want to invade thousands of square miles.
Heaven and earth to bring them home safely. We're going to bring our people home safely. I want to thank every member of the U.S. Armed Forces involved in these historic
I'll give Trump
operations.
This. Thanks
really
to the pilot and everybody else. Incredible success.
That's done.
I mean, but that's not Trump's success.
It. Not that they don't want to do it.
I'm not trying to put him down. I'm just saying stop it, man.
Areas, when you look at these helicopters, when you look at the amount of bullets and
if he rolls
else,
the dice more, which I already wasn't going to do. Now it looks like he is.
You
want to roll the dice some more, folks? This is like we're at a roulette wheel here.
This, well, it was the Easter. We were in the Easter territory, I guess. But God was watching us. Amazing. Because when you look at the machinery, they took damage. It tells you, first thing I said is, these are unbelievable machines, how they flew back and not even much of a problem. But these two extraordinary rescues, because it was two. And as you probably know, we didn't talk about the first one for an hour, and then somebody leaked something, which we'll hopefully find that leaker. We're looking very hard to find that leaker, and talked about there's somebody missing. They basically said that we have one and there's somebody missing. Well, they didn't know there was somebody missing until this leaker gave the information. So whoever it was, we think we'll be able to find it out because we're going to go to the media company that released it, and we're going to say, national security, give it up or go to jail.
Well, you just leaked
and
how the emergency recovery works, but you're the president. You're actually allowed to do that. So just, I think it's stupid.
Because when they did that, all of a sudden, the entire country of Iran knew that there was a pilot that was somewhere on their land that was fighting for his life.
Yeah, I'm sure they didn't know, and a whole bunch of helicopters and stuff flying around. I'm sure they didn't know.
The pilots and for the people going in to search for him. All of a sudden,
I'm sure they didn't radio back. They saw parachutes.
They know
I'm sure
that there's somebody out there. They see all these planes coming
still
in.
Still should be in the media.
Became a much more difficult operation because a leaker leaked that we have one, we've rescued one, but there's another one out there that we're trying to get. So actually, the country, Iran, put out a major notice. You all saw it. offering a very big award for anybody that captures the pilot. So in addition to a hostile, very talented, very good, very evil military, we had...
Oh, they're very good and very evil? I thought they're pathetic.
Trying to get an award. So when you add that to it, but we have to find that leaker because that's a sick person. Probably didn't realize the extent of how bad it was. I can't imagine that the person did, but we're going to find out. It's national security.
Yeah, the Iranians didn't know. Dozens of helicopters flying around low, getting shot at.
We'll go to jail if he doesn't say, and that doesn't last long. And I think everybody would understand it. They put this mission at great risk. They put that man at great risk, and they put the hundreds of people that went in looking for him, because everyone now knows.
Yes, he told us eight times. We don't know. He'll say it again, probably.
Over the past 37 days, America's armed forces have carried out more than 10,000 combat flights over Iran, unheard of.
15,000.
Striking more than 13,000 targets. The F-15 we lost last week.
15,000, Trump.
Was the first manned aircraft downed by the enemy in this entire operation.
It's not true.
With thousands and thousands of flights. They got lucky. It was a lucky hit. You know, eventually you get lucky. But we got lucky, too, because we got both of them
back. Yeah, we did. I was about
to
say that.
But it's a record that is unparalleled in the history of military air operations. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. It's such an honor to be involved with it. We were up late at night, and then we were waiting for those contingent planes to come in. And we say, come on, let's go get in, because they're waiting out on this farm without a runway. With wet, crummy soil, sand.
We heard this about five times.
Sand, wet sand, and it eats planes alive. And we're waiting, and we're saying, I hope that one can land and take off. And they came in like magic. Boom, 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 one after another. It was like genius. I'm so impressed by that. Because we were a little concerned. We said, boy, if they don't get in and get up fast, we're sitting in them. And that's called... Iran Prime, right, General? That's where the whole bet is. And
good
here we
God,
are sitting there waiting
us.
For a plane. But they came in so fast and so hard, and these guys knew exactly what to do. Let's go.
Trump's
come on. Get in. Let's
Venezuela
go.
Venezuela gamble worked.
They came one right after.
I overall supported it because it's in our interest and it's in our hemisphere.
At the same time. They had to come right after each other.
And I said it'll embolden him on Iran, and it did.
Land.
And will this embolden him?
A tiny little patch of very wet earth and sand. So I'm so proud of the people.
Oh, wetter than sand. Is that 15 times?
Standing up here with me and many others that worked. I mean, so many. Steve Witkoff's over here. He's doing fantastically. Jared Kushner. But
they lied
the
to you about
that
intelligence
here, the
that Iran was about to attack.
Amazing. And I think I'm going to introduce the head of the CIA, and he is a man who, he's central casting, okay?
Oh,
if
my
we
God.
Cast a movie,
right, let's
he's
stop here.
Play
it's
the
live.
Animals.
We'll come back and join it where it was at. I had so much to cover, but I got to play this. And I'm sorry, folks. I hate having to go after Trump, but I'm not going to sit here and agree with bullcrap. Let's open the phones up for air rescue, military, airborne type folks, pilots, fighter pilots, weapons officers. Am I wrong? I'm not going to get mad at you. Please convince me I'm wrong that what I'm hearing is really not good. And that Trump shouldn't be talking about all this. And what do you think? Maybe he's going into Iran great? Maybe God is with Trump. Maybe we just look, well, you know, why have the mullahs fallen yet? I mean, you know. Here's the toll-free number, 877-789-2539, military only. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We'll be back. Stay with us. Oh, and I got a lot of news coming up.
Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal, so that you get it, and you like it, and you want to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into, and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors, because they really work, and I'll tell you what they are. Well, Bigley, our sponsor, has a really high-quality, private-label, top-selling brand that we were able to private-label we're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis, but not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high-quality zeolite. Please do your own research.
and then go to the olivestonestore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding and eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Enter Zeolite Detox Defense, advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bovine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this Zeolite Detox formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners in the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit thealexjonesstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber, lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time, so all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs, cancel any time, $30 a month, get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your Zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Look how happy the Iranians are. They love bombs blowing up their bridges in 36 universities. No, they are unified now against us. They did the exact opposite. Despite Israel and the CIA shipping a bunch of weapons in and causing all the uprisings, it failed. But because the main war is failing, its main objection of regime change, its main objective of regime change, Trump is making it all about the incredible, daring rescue of an F-15 weapons officer. That's not the pilot, it's the guy that runs the weapons, who climbed a 7,000-foot mountain despite the fact that he reportedly was torn up really bad. So bad he can't be at the press conference. You know they wanted him there. And then our incredible military, which, say what you want about it, nobody can do what we can do. That's all true. And so Trump's like, it was an incredible gamble. We're lucky. Yeah, Trump. This is 1/1,000th And that's conservative. This rescue mission of taking the Strait of Hormuz, it's like it's designed by God to be a trap. 2,000-foot sheer cliffs, 5,000 and 7,000 mountains above that, all perfect, tiny beach, dozens of islands, weapons bases, hidden missiles, howitzers. Just and Trump finally last week was admitting that. Oh, we don't want to go in there because they've got all these troops with shoulder-fired missiles and anti-ship missiles and anti-aircraft missiles. Yeah, and you're going to have to come in with close air support and do that, and you're going to have helicopters shot down all over the place. And, yeah, I guarantee you, for every U.S. pilot or soldier or Marine they killed, yeah, we'll probably kill 10 of them. They got 100 to 1. They don't care. It didn't matter how badass our Marines and Army were in Korea. My great uncle, youngest of five brothers, my grandfather's brother, last to die, incredible person, Uncle Leonard. He was in Korea 2 years, and he would tell stories. None of the other people ever tell World War II or Korea stories or Vietnam stories. My uncle would never tell Vietnam stories. He said, nope, never going to tell you a story. Nope, he would tell me like joke stories or funny things. And he talked about those big final battles before MacArthur threatened to drop nukes on him, and then Truman said no and relieved him, but said, we will drop nukes if you don't stop. The Chinese sent 3 million troops in because we were winning and pushing all the way up. And there's the famous stories of the Marines surrounded, you know, by a 500,000 troops on a hill, on a mountain range. And the head Marine, they say, sir, we're completely surrounded. He goes, good, we can attack in all directions. And there's reports and congressional reports. There were piles of bodies, just like you see in the movie 300, that's, you know, based on true story, but fictionalized cartoon. That was written by the where there's stacks of bodies like 30, 40, 50 feet tall that uses a wall. There were literally stacks of 30, 40 foot of dead Chinese. And my uncle said he thanked God that they were in the Air Force because they were coming in on those transport planes, whatever they were then. I forget the name. It's not a C-130. And they were just dropping weapons out of South Korea and out of Japan 24 hours a day with parachutes. And they would come in, 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 and just and they would just come in and just be. And one time during his first tour, right at the end, when they get back to the base, the engine goes out and they crash, but they lived, and they all get briefed the next week, and they said that engine was shot, and they're like, yeah, the mechanics say it's got metal shavings in it for manufacturing. It's bad. Later, years later, Congress, it came out, they were covering up that particular engine. He told the story about how they lost more of their planes to the engines going out because of war profiteering and bad quality. And now they got briefed and said, you're not going to tell, you know, you're getting a medal for getting shot up, even though they got shot up before. Don't say, because they all talk with the mechanics, you are not to say that was because of the metal shavings in the engine or whatever it was. Metal shavings, I forget the exact thing he said. He was an engineer too, petroleum engineer. He was all technical. I don't understand it. It's just that was the same thing with my grandfather in the Army Air Corps. The other one was a B-17, my dad's dad, but my mom's dad. The fighter plane had a malfunction coming in for landing, and they told him the same thing. They said, oh, nope, you get an award. You were shot up. And he was like, and Larry came out in Congress later that the plane was defective. It's just how all this stuff operates, folks, is insane. And my point is that no matter how badass our Marines and Army were, they were melting barrels. The howitzers were malfunctioning. They were just dropping munitions on. They were fighting 24 hours a day. Total battle fatigue. They said people just blacked out, fought for 3-4 days at a time. Piles of dead bodies. Just more Chinese, more Chinese, more Chinese, more Chinese. This is what we're talking about. Sorry, long story. Let's go to Ratcliffe and then to your phone calls. And I'll pause it. I want to hear what Hegg says has to say. I want to hear what the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Kane, has to say. We'll do that next hour. And the big news I haven't hit yet. We're an hour and 39 minutes in, and I've dropped the ball. I have the official Iranian letter translated to English. We had ChatGPT do it. And the corporate press did not show this, so I dropped the ball this morning. I went and read, and basically said it was the same proposal before. I'm like, oh, God, they're arrogant. Well, that shows how they are. No, they basically surrendered. Yeah, kind of a big news story. The Iranians basically surrendered, which I didn't think they would do. And I guess Trump thinks they won't really do it or something. And so Trump said, screw you, I'm obliterating you tomorrow, hitting civilian targets. Wait till I get to the Iranian translation. I said I'm right 98% of the time. I didn't think they would no more get your military bases out, no more any of this. They have basically, this is 10 times better than the deal the Democrats had. You go, well, see, Trump's right, he's right, he's right. Why wouldn't he finally got the deal? And you've heard they're telling him, get an off-ramp. They got to be blackmailing him for something. I don't know what to say at this point. But this is real war crime territory now. Because you say these objectives, and then people give you the objective, and you don't do it, and you keep rolling the dice. I think Trump's having fun. Remember, he always said, I'm going to make sure the economy's secure, Medicare, Medicaid. He's like, I can't deal with Medicare, Medicaid, and all this stuff now. We're a war. We just do wars now. The opposite of what he said. And even if that's what he really thought, they're going to run ads. They already are. We're going to lose the midterms with that. That's not me bashing Trump. That's me assessing things. Let's go to Ratcliffe and your phone calls. Here it is.
He did something that I don't know if you want to talk about it. If you want, you can. I'm not sure you're supposed to. I'm not going to talk about it. But he really, the CIA was very responsible for finding this little speck. It's like they used an expression on one of the shows. A general was talking about, it's like finding a needle in a haystack, finding this pilot.
Not CIA with a GPS beacon. No, it's not. It's like finding your iPhone.
If you can, you'll talk. It might be classified, in which case I'd have to put him in jail if he talks about it. And I don't want to put him in jail. He doesn't deserve that. So, John, do you want to say a few words? Thank you.
We never heard of GPS before.
Mr. President, it's a privilege to be here with you today to share what we can about this exceptional mission and to recognize the ingenuity and bravery of those who executed it, as well as the leadership and resolve of the president who ordered it. One thing that has been clear to me in this role is that the flawless military operations that the Department of War is known for are hostage to flawless intelligence. We saw that in the skies over Iran in Operation Midnight Hammer last summer. We witnessed it in Venezuela during Operation Absolute Resolve. We've seen it against the cartels in the Western Hemisphere, and we're seeing it every day in Operation Epic Fury, including this mission to rescue an aviator buried deep behind enemy lines. Because it is the unique tradition of the U.S. Armed Forces that we leave no man or woman behind, this was a no-fail
except
mission.
Except in Vietnam.
That was the spirit in which the president put us to work, and we were determined not to let him down or our airmen down. As an agency, the CIA.
So this is the politicians that got us into this taking credit. Let's stop here. I'm not going to make our callers hold. After we take these calls, I'll go back to this. I don't know. Maybe I should just move on. I need to read you the Iranian thing. They've never done this, which, I mean, gives Trump credit. When I read this, I couldn't believe it. And it's bad on me that I read the corporate press and they didn't tell me this. So I said, hey, let me see the actual thing. Translate it. The fact that he basically got everything he wanted, because Israel wants total regime change. It's just back against the wall. That's why they keep killing the negotiators. I'm like, oh my God. I didn't think they'd actually capitulate. That's the 2% of the time I'm wrong. And now I'm even more pissed. And now they're going to blow up all their water and their energy. This is insane. It's because Trump doesn't have understanding of this stuff. And people got mad at me over the weekend saying, hey, there's hope. He wants an off-ramp. That's what I was told people to talk to him. You see him saying both things. Get off. No, we're not going to go off. We don't want the straight. We do want the straight. I mean, just welcome to crazy town. You say it's a negotiation tactic. No. No, this is just gambling. This is like a form of entertainment to Trump. It's not to me. Because here's the deal, Trump. The economists say already we may not get out of this financially. Because you had a great plan financially. And the recovery was starting to happen. Like little seeds coming up, little plant, but it was sprouting, it was working. And now you're just going to turn the water off to the plants. That's what this is. People say all Jones cares about is money. Yeah, the left wants us bankrupt. That's what BlackRock wants. This economic viability, economic success is the main hallmark of freedom. And then privacy and mobility and all of that. All right, I'm going to shut up. We got Jeremy in Kentucky's Army. We got Dennis in Virginia, Airborne, Army, Paratrooper, Fort Bragg. We got James in Texas Air Force. We got Eric in North Carolina, Marine Air Force. We got Neo in Oklahoma, Airborne Combat Team 92 Alpha. I'll take the calls in order received. Eric in North Carolina, thanks for holding. Marine Air Force, welcome.
Hey, Alex, it's Eric. Hey, I love methylene blue and your iodine. I take it every day. Hey, I was a Staff Sergeant in the Marine Corps before I went to the Air Force. I was a flight mechanic on a C-130, been to SEER school, been there, done that. I want to know how you could climb 7,000 feet up a mountain with a broken leg. How do you do that?
So, say that again.
How do you climb 7,000 feet up a mountain with a broken leg?
I mean, I think we're getting a lot of hazy info. You think we're being lied to?
Okay, but this is all...
Yeah, no, you clearly don't climb. You don't climb a 100-foot hill, maybe a 500-foot... I could crawl up a 500-foot hill, but yeah, I couldn't do that with a broken leg.
Right, no, there's no way. And I heard there was a colonel in the back seat. When do you put a colonel in the back of an F-15 to go do a combat mission? It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all to get people on the side of the war, I believe. That's what it is. It's. I think they were going in to get the uranium or whatever. You know, they were doing another mission, and this is just a cover-up. And the pictures didn't look good either. It was like, okay, I got a picture of a broken ejection seat, a piece of a tail, and what was the other picture of? The wing. Piece of a wing or a tail or something like that. So why didn't you take the picture of the whole crash site? What, was the airplane blown in pieces and strewn all over the place? Who knows? You know what I mean? It's all a bunch of malarkey. That's all it is. I don't believe any of it. I bet I did 20 combat sorties in Iraq, and it's a bunch of crap. There's no way. I did Operation Northern Watch. I hung out, you know, a mile. I was in Diyarbakir, a mile from the Iraqi border. Nobody ever got shot down, but you don't send in that many aircraft to go pick up one guy unless you're doing something else. That's what I believe.
Where do you see this going now?
Where do I see it going? It's just, like you said, it's just a bunch of malarkey. It's going right down the rabbit hole. It's going right down the toilet. You know, I'm done. I did 28 years in the military. I am done with who's in charge right now. And there's a lot of people, and all my friends, we're ready. All I can say is we're ready. We are ready. That's all I can say. Done.
All right, sir. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, I mean, look, I was in the Civil Air Patrol, for God's sakes. I've certainly flown around plenty and done that when I was a little kid. But I do study the military. It's fascinating to me. I study everything. And Pentagon said, don't do this. It's a low probability of success. And it's not. So they're trying to make the success of saving a pilot a success in the war. It's really that simple. And again, we're getting so many mixed signals out of the Iranians. I'm going to have to clarify this. They've killed so much the leadership, but the thing operates like a headless horseman. Well, I'll do an update next hour on this because they are talking to some Iranians, but then the Iranians always in the end say, no, you're not talking to us. You say that's face-saving. They have backed off on a lot of things. But they were saying that Iran agreed to the 15-point plan, but now they're saying they didn't. So maybe I was right that they wouldn't make the deal. But that's the fog of war thing. Exactly. Like, how are they seeing a guy with a broken leg climb a mountain? Fog of war. In fact, I'm not going to even say the administration, they are lying about stuff. But mainly, they're getting things wrong. You see that with Trump. Like, we've won the war 4 days in. Oh, it's over in 3 days. Oh, it just, they don't know. The Pentagon laid out all these scenarios that could happen, and they all run from bad to worse. With an 8% chance that the Mullahs would fall within a month. But Trump listened to Mark Levin, the military genius. By the way, I was watching Israeli TV. I got a clip coming up. And of course, they say they don't have nukes. They got a whole bunch of them. And high-tech ones and submarines and ICBMs and everything else and cruise missiles. And they have Netanyahu's deputy on. It's even more hardcore than him. And they're like, we need to use our nukes. He goes, now don't say we have those. Oh, everybody knows we have them. They go, how about neutron bombs? Are you going to tell them we have neutron bombs? He goes, now be quiet. What did I tell you a week before this war? I said, Israel, in fact, ask the archivist to find it. Only talked about it twice. That Israel has neutron bombs. And the only way to cleanly beat Iran would be to hit all of their main command centers. You'd have to drop like 50 of them to catch them wherever they're at because they move around with neutron bombs. And I said, I know they've got miniaturized. That's what they moved into. It's a perfect decapitation weapon. They still kill everybody depending on the area and how high you drop it. You know, in a 20-square-mile area or whatever, 10-square-mile, whatever, neutron bomb. It just seems a high-powered radiation burst that goes hundreds of feet in the ground. And you die within minutes to hours, depending on how big a dose you got. But it's like being put in a microwave oven. But it cooks you in a second. By the way, they say they tested it on animals, excruciating beyond imagination. It's like having all your cells burned at once. So now Israel's talking about neutron bombs, folks. Heard it here first. Neutron bombs. Mm-hmm. Oh, large part of our arsenal is neutron bombs. That's secret, but it's been known since the 70s. And they got stuff way worse. All right, let's go to Neo in Oklahoma, Airborne Combat Team 92 Alpha. Welcome on Iran. What's your take?
Hey, brother. So just a quick correction. I'm not a combat veteran. I served in the 3rd Brigade Combat Team.
I'm sorry. Just read what they said on screen. Airborne Combat Team 92 Alpha. Go ahead.
I just didn't want you to be misinformed. So here's what's going on. I'm former supply, okay? I'm just going to lay out some facts to you guys. Let's look at Vietnam. 4 to 5 million bombs were dropped in Vietnam, over 4 to 5 million times, okay? In the Vietnam War supply line, it was over seven 760,000 tons of supply was transported throughout the war. And we still did not win. My grandfather went over there. AK bomb, not bullies, bully hole. Okay? Trump, I love you, bro. You're my president, but you're not paying attention. And I'm going to stand up for Alex and Rex right now. Jeremy, if you're not willing to send your son or daughter to die, you're between the ages of 35 and 40. If you're not willing to sign that dotted line and earn my blood wings like I did and don my beret, keep your mouth shut. Because you don't know what you're talking about. You are a resounding God. You are the very thing 1 Corinthians verse 13 warns us about. This is not a game. Look at what's going on.
I understand you're upset because you understand this. Let me ask you a question. Am I wrong to say taking the Strait of Hormuz or even one of the islands 200 times bigger than this, the whole Strait 1,000 times bigger? I mean, imagine the stuff's going to get shot down.
Bro, it's going to be a bloodbath. And here's what I'll say. You don't stage. It's one thing for the Marines to cycle around those islands, but you don't just stage paratroopers and Marines in the same location without intent to mobilize. No disrespect to you, Alex. I love you. I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at the population to wake up. You're playing into the very game they want you to. There's a war here at home that they don't want you to pay attention to. Christianity here at home is under attack. Your way of life is under attack. And you're foaming at the mouth, waving sabers and smacking cans on floors while politicians are paid more than veterans, while veterans are provided the bare minimum of medical facilities. Veterans are killing themselves because you're not listening. It's not 22 a day. It's 44 a day. Wake up. Stop this nonsense. In the name of Jesus, stop this nonsense.
No, I know this. They reportedly fired the head of the army because he said at least 200,000 troops to go into the Strait, which is what other experts said, 200 to 300. And then they just no, we can do it. We don't have that many special forces. We don't have that many people.
Him and Flynn need to link up and coordinate. That man and Flynn need to coordinate. We need both. Sirs, I hope you hear this. You need to coordinate now.
I understand you're upset, and God bless you for your service. Yeah, the reason Flynn hasn't come on, the reason Roger Stone haven't, is they are so upset they don't even know what to say right now. And they are talking to Trump. I'll just stop there. Those are, I'll just stop. I'm not going to say more. It's Trump's been 100% set up. And it's not about defending Trump to say that. People go, oh, he's evil. He knows what he's doing. It's worse. He doesn't. If he was evil and had a plan, it'd be better, which I'm not saying I'm for that. No, it's worse, okay? You hear Trump, I was like a little kid about the military. It took 110,000 Marines and sailors to take Iwo Jima. We lost 20-plus thousand people. That was only 20,000 Japs, Japanese. I mean that derogatorily. I respect the Japanese a lot. Great people. This is insane. And then they are very embarrassed. They lost World War II to the Japanese. That's a big deal. And they love us. They see us like their boss. We beat them. That's how they are. Oh, you beat me. You're the boss, literally. They love us. We're the most popular there. And Trump's like, oh, you snuck attack us in Pearl Harbor. I don't expect you to tell us about that. They're just like, because that's like bringing up that they lost to them. That's like, and when we beat them, they literally bowed down to MacArthur. Made him, yeah, well, you're the boss now. Don't bring it up, though. He thought that was a cute joke. He does. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeremy in Kentucky. You're on the air, Army. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
I'm pretty freaked out, and now that Trump's emboldened by this rescue being successful, I'm worried he's going to double down.
Listen, this is a problem. We voted for Trump 3 different times, and I'm getting pretty frustrated with all of this because, let me tell you, this is a complete disgrace. And he has completely betrayed us. I just got to do a war cry. Right?
Let me ask you this, Jeremy. You heard him last hour of your tuned in. He says 100% of his supporters support this. A lot of people still support him overall, but how many Trump, 90% of Trump supporters I know are completely freaked out.
I cannot support anything he does. He's compromised by Israel. We are sending our boys overseas to die for Israel. And I just can't support this anymore. This is sick and tiring. I don't know who this guy is. I don't know if maybe this was the whole plan all along from 2016, but this is just absolutely ridiculous.
No, he's not bad. I mean, I'm not saying he's not making bad decisions. I know what's going on. And he's basically, he's beyond burnout. He's 79. He only sleeps 2 hours. He gobbles Sudafed. Yeah, I love how Trump's anti-drug, but anti-alcohol, fine. It killed his brother. But he reportedly gobbles a half container of Sudafed a day.
We are also looking at all of this censorship. You know, you got Larry Ellison buying up TikTok, giving it to David Ellison. You got everything going on with Barry White.
Oh, there's no doubt the Israel lobby's making a move on America. Thanks for the call. All right, James. And then Dennis and Jeff and Tim and Lee and everybody else, stay with us back in 2 minutes. Let me do this. The folks at Bigly, about 7-8 months ago, came out with this top of the line Faraday cage backpack with all these special pockets, super high quality. I'd previously bought a bag for myself personally like this, similar brand, for $500. The problem was they only got 500 of these. Well, guess what? They got a couple thousand of them finally in. It took 7-8 months. It's a $600 value, just the bag, for $249. But guess what comes in it? America First Faraday bag, America First tactical trench knife. It's badass. America First t-shirt, MK Ultra atomic defense supplements, Shilajit gummy, Shilajit capsules, Irish CMOS capsules, Warcry premium product, and more. And VIP members get it for $199. Also, as you can now read in the newspapers, the Texas receiver is saying he's not going to pay the rent or the bills. So you guys, when are we going to shut down? Tomorrow? 2 weeks from now? I'm going to just wait till the lights turn off, okay? You'll probably see InfoWars go down the site. You see streaming shut down once we can't do it. We have the All Shows Network built at Bigly Owns, and I'm going to go over and do it there. But I'm going to ride this horse till it dies. I'm going to ride this race car till the engine blows or the wheels come off. Or I crash into the embankment. I ain't giving up. I'm riding this horse till I win or I lose. And then the media's like, oh, he's finally going to lose. Oh, yeah, all right. I am the InfoWar. Our listeners are the InfoWar. And we got a whole line. Here's the first one of limited edition Veterans of the InfoWar t-shirts. Look at this. This is badass. And it's the troops on Iwo Jima raising the American flag with the InfoWars patch where the stars are. InfoWars lives forever. It is an amazing limited edition shirt. Look at that bad boy. And it funds this operation, but also the Alex Jones Network to keep us on the air. We need funds. We want to get more reporters back and expand. But we need your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.